Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my podcast. Just sharing a download with you I had about Children of New Consciousness. Now, I've spoken earlier in the podcast about Children of New Consciousness. There are young children. There are babies. There are boys and girls. Okay? Especially the children born in the shift will be even more so. But the download I received the other day was about the cross-cultural confusion happening in the Children of New Consciousness. What do I mean by this? The children are changing their Akashic records and they are being born from other places in the universe. Newer souls coming into the planet with fresh Akash, and there are ones who are old souls coming from their Akashic lineage in the older cultures, now being born into the newer ones. As an example, let's take India as an example. The Indian Akashic record, the collective of Indian Akashic records, let's say it is quite deep. Let's say it is quite ancient. And so they have all this ancient knowledge of culture, of tradition, of meditation, music, arts, dance, drama, food. They all carry this in their lineage, in their Akashic records. It's very rich. It's very deep. And now these children have decided to, at a soul level, break that Akashic inheritance and keeping on repeating being born in the same culture, same karmic groups over and over and over again. And let's say this, they decide to change course now in the shift. So the ones who are leaving the planet from the Indian subcontinent, those souls, let's say, decide to take the rich lineage into the younger ones, let's say like Europe or let's say like America or all these Western cultures, for example. And they decide to be born as a karmic group, assume for a minute, be with me here, and go into the American subcontinent and be born as souls there. Usually they would tend to take their karmic groups with them because then it is easier for them to blend in with the local culture since they have similar soul groups with them. The parents, the father, the mother, the spouse, etc. All those souls, let's say they go into America now. They will still recognize each other when they are living out as souls there. When you look into the eyes of the other person, you know you are connected to them. So they'll have a soul connection in the new continents, but now they are in new bodies. They are having a new kind of DNA structure. They are having a different kind of culture. And yet, they bring the Akashic richness of the older civilizations with them. Imagine this kind of a thing happening all over the place. Ancient cultures, even the indigenous, starting to be born in the younger cultures. Let's say something like all these Western civilizations, Europe and Americas, which are relatively very young. They have just finished fighting their wars and all their death and destruction, whereas these ancient ones have done it over and over again. Hey, even the gods in India have done their wars. You see, what happens with the ancient cultures is they have a depth of wisdom. They know fighting doesn't yield anything. They know slavery doesn't yield anything. They know separation doesn't yield anything. By what? Not by just knowledge and Vedas. They learn by their life experience. They have fought these wars over and over again. There has been tons of bloodshed before, in the past civilizations, I mean. And so they bring the record of that learned lesson through life experience. That's what Akashic Record brings, that richness, which no amount of theoretical learning, knowledge or psychology can substitute. Let's say all these great astrologers, Vedic astrologers, are born again in Western cultures. They will bring it forth. And now that the veil is thinning in this energy and going forward even more so in the next 60, 70 years or so, these kids will come in with full knowledge of what they learned in their past life. They will remember waking up. They will be as kids knowing, yes, I was an Indian. I know how to cook Indian food. I like Indian food more. Being born in a Mormon family, for example, imagine that. These young kids will be running around bringing their Akashic richness to other lands by default in other bodies. And they may even come back to Indian culture. Take the rivers, for example. The rivers would be some other case, like all these American, European and Australian cultures being born as Indians now. So they will bring the lessons learned of how to build a proper civilization, how to build a modern civilization, and get out of these kind of a sense of stuck in the cultural rut, so to speak. As the Indians have been repeating that cycle over and over again, they will break that bond. They will try to modernize things. They will try to bring about all the modern structures, modern way of living. They say, oh, how are these people living like this? You know, all the beggars on the streets, things not taken care of, all this corruption and yada, 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 all the so forth. And they will bring forth their learning as their cultures, which have advanced in the materialistic sense, so to speak. They have built proper infrastructure, they have built proper systems, and they know how to function, they know what is compromise, and they don't have corruption, and all so on and so forth. They'll bring that knowledge to the ancient culture. You see what happens with this kind of a dynamic. This kind of a dynamic leads to non-separation, leads to non-judgment across cultures, across boundaries, across all the walls of separation that are built up in the older energy. That, my folks, my dear friends, is how we dissolve separation. It is built up through generations. It is not an overnight process. This takes time. The souls leaving India and leaving other places must exchange places, so to speak. It's like playing musical chairs, but at a soul level, at a higher self level. Now you're changing seats and you're going to other places and you're doing other things. Yet, this time, only they'll be remembering stuff. They'll be remembering at a soul level. They'll be remembering at an instinct level, intuition level, and they will bring it forth. Not necessarily they might recollect that they have a past life from there. They'll say, ah, I love India or I love America. The American soul who comes to India, being born an Indian, says, I love America, how it does things. I remember American food, for example. I remember eating Burger Kings and French fries and pot roast and all this stuff. Whereas an Indian kid now being born as American says, yes, I know what is an Indian curry. I know what is this. I know what the richness of spices can provide us as goodness. I know Ayurveda. I know yoga, for example. This kind of exchanges are beautiful. They create the variety that is necessary to exchange souls into different bodies and into different cultures, provides us that richness of understanding. I understand you, Mr. XYZ, across the border, who has a different language, different way of dressing, different mannerisms, different food, you know, the whole nine yards. So that's what we shall start seeing happening. And it will start in families. It will start, the parents will start noticing. The grandparents will start noticing. This kid is very different. He does not take to our culture. she does not like the food we are eating. She wants to be a vegan, or he wants to eat meat, being born in a Brahmin family in India. All this kind of cross-cultural confusion will come into play in a bigger way. It has already started. Even me, for example, my dad was very confused about what my tastes, why they were such and such. And when I went to Western countries, I felt very much at home there. And yet I was born in an Indian blood, in a Brahmin family. So it goes like this, and it will happen even more. There are forerunners, and there will be afterrunners for this. This is a marathon, folks. This shift is a marathon. It's not a race. And we will do it through collective exercise, through our own karmic groups, but now switching lines, switching cultures, switching bodies. This is one of the beautiful things about the shift. This is a cause for hope, cause for celebration, really speaking. Okay? So I'll leave you with this much. Take care, be safe, and have a great day.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.